You don't have to be a true believer to see that the Jaguars have a distinct opportunity in front of them. It seems remarkable that we're talking about a team with a modest 2 wins heading into November, winning the division. But those are the facts. In fact, if not for a missed field goal in Indianapolis, we'd be talking about the first place Jaguars right now. But the facts say the Jaguars blew that chance, and a few more, with turnovers, penalties, and mistakes. Still, thanks to trouble and turmoil in Indianapolis, Houston, and Nashville, the Jaguars are the most stable organization in the AFC South. And they have a chance to do something special after a not-so-special start to their season.
It's an unbelievable opportunity. But, you know, I don't think we look at it any differently than if we were 0-7 or 7-0. We treat this game the same way. You know, I think that's kind of the culture and the mindset everybody has.
I think there's talk about and say, that's great. It's a great opportunity. So we acknowledge it, and then we just kind of brought it back to, all right, let's respect today.
Of course, it has to begin with a win. This week, the Jags are in New York playing a Jets team that believes itself a playoff contender and with a 4-3 record to back them up. Outside the Jets, the next 5 games are against teams with losing records and a combined record of just 10-27, which means if the Jaguars can fix some of those turnovers, penalties, and mistakes, they could be the team to rise from the South.
We just got to do what we're supposed to do, control what we can control. Take one game at a time, one day at a time. All starts today in practice. So we'll be ready on Sunday.
It seems like it's just handing us the AFC South, you know. And for us, I mean, we got to take advantage of it. We got to continue to do what we do, continue to play our ball, and continue to get better as a team. You know, it's really there for anybody to take. We got to make sure we can go and take it.
History has a way of repeating itself. The 1996 Jaguars started 4-7, and their coach was going to get fired. Then a ball bounced off the upright in Baltimore, and the schedule turned favorable. That team took advantage of the situation. You know their history. What will this team do? Stay tuned. We're about to find out.